a lot of clapping. All right, it's the lady portion of the show, and yeah, I went. Oh, it's exciting. I wish I had a dick too. Do you like your penis, young man? You love it, yeah, you do. You dirty fucking pervert, yeah. You do. Are taught to be proud of yourselves sexually, right? Like your dad pulls you aside, how old? Like 12, 13, right? He's like, you're a man now. You're a man. I want you to get out there and I want you to beat off, young man. You're a man now. Nobody ever pulls their daughter aside. Like tiny circles, little lady, tiny circles. Yeah. Yeah, make mommy proud. Get out there and diddle, little girl. No, I honestly didn't know that men didn't experience shame with sex the same way that women do until one day my best friend, he called me one morning at like 5 a.m. and he woke me up. He was like, April, I had sex with this old woman last night. And then he said, after I had sex with her, she gave me stew to take home in a Cool Whip container. I was like, that's really gross. Are you waking me up with this shit? And he said, because I want you to come over for stew. He wasn't ashamed. He kept calling the stew his old lady crockpot sex treats. And it was delicious. This next joke, it's not even about you fellas. It's about other guys outside this room. That's what we're going to talk about, so don't get sensitive, all right? You're already fucking sensitive. Here we go. Guys, when they're going down on a lady, don't they think they're doing big things down there? Her reaction sums up where you guys are at. No, not you fellas. Other dudes in the greater tri-state area. Other dudes are always off their mark, aren't they? They're like an inch too high or 2 inches too low. And I get it. It's a very small mark, so guys try to cover a lot of ground to get to it. Just down there, real enthusiastic, like, woo! Shocker. Shocker, that's two in the pink and one in the stink right there. That's the shocker. That's what they call it, the shocker. You know, it'd be a shocker if we knew where the fuck your clit was. That'd be a shocker. And you guys, you guys like to watch, right? When your lady's going down on you, doing her lady business, you fellas like to watch, yeah? Guys like to watch because women love their men. They love you guys. They want to please you. They want you to think they're sexy. And that's why when we're going down on you and we feel your eyeballs just burning, right? Just burn in the top of our skull. All women do the same thing. He's looking down like, oh shit. He's looking down, so what do women do? We look up. We make eye contact. And then we give you that sexy, sexy look, like we're in the middle of a Mexican soap opera. Chimichanga. But when a guy's down there, I don't know what you ladies do, but this is what I do. He's down there. I like to stay very still. Kind of like a chalk outline or a scarecrow. Either one, you take your pick, all right? I stay very still, and I keep my eyes closed. Because you guys look creepy as shit. It's true, because when a guy's going down on you, all you ever see is just two eyeballs just staring at you. Just two eyeballs. You guys look like an alligator coming out of the water. Just, oh, I'm an alligator. I'm ripping apart a chicken.
Thank you. not a test. This is rock and roll.
The Rat Show.
Let's get ready to rumble.
This is Bud Hole from the Mighty Mighty Grouse Bears, and you're listening to the Liam Burke Podcast.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Here we are, Christmas Day. I just don't remember. I'm sure I have gone out on Christmas Day, but I can't remember. It's been a while. So therefore, I'm saying a very happy Christmas to each and every one of you. To all my friends and family over in Michigan, Evie, Frank, Leah, Bob. Sorry, I'm going to miss out a lot of people, but I do apologise. But I am wishing each and every one of you a very happy Christmas. To all my friends over in Australia. To all my friends in Canada, to all my friends here at home, and all my friends and family in England. And I want to wish each and every one of you a happy, happy Christmas and a safe Christmas. And hopefully we'll get through it and we'll be coming out the far side after Christmas. Although with the Omicron at the minute, it's very hard to know when this thing is going to end. But all we can do is stay safe and take care of each other, and that's about the best we can do. So I want to wish each one of you a very happy Christmas. And just to let you know, the show is not going to be the normal show. There's going to be bits of everything in it. So do not be surprised at what you might hear on the show. Maybe a bit like this, like the Irish Turkey Regrets. Here is Christmas Turkey. Have a listen now. Happy Christmas, people.
Do you want the rest of my dad? I can't eat anymore.
You know, will I, boss?
I'm sure you could do it a bit of fattening up anyway.
Hey, hold on a minute. Hold on a fucking minute. I know what you're doing. You're trying to keep me nice and fat, because you know damn well every time this year, the fattest one of us gets taken away and chopped up for the Christmas dinner. Huh? An old sneaky turkey is all you is. An old ducky, rotten, sneaky turkey. Huh? That's all you is.
I'm sorry. Shall I try to look forward to Christmas, but your tis ruined with the tartar being murdered at any minute. I just be worried.
Worried? Jesus Christ, lad, we've nothing to be worried about. Look at this stereo, man. I forgot about Christmas. Either way, boy, either way.
Soon it will be Christmas time. On the fire there burns a yuletide log. Carolers are singing too, noses red and fingers blue. Sounds of children coughing in the fog. But there's one man who'll be working when you're tucked up in your bed. For he has got a seasonal job, his clothes are always red. I'm the man that slits the turkey's throats at Christmas. I'm the man that pulls their innards inside out. I gather up the giblets, wrap them in cellophane, and just because it's Christmas, I shove them back in again. I secure the little ankles with elastic, then I mop up all the slime with bits of rag. And I'm sure that it would please them to know before I freeze them, I pop them into a little plastic bag. When autumn leaves have fallen and winter winds do blow, I visit all my poultry shouting, five more weeks to go. I send each one a Christmas card. It always is a funny one, portraying thyme and parsley, rosemary, sage and onion. But I'm a kindly master, compassionate and dutiful, and it ruffles up their feathers when I tell them that they're beautiful. I'm the man that slits the turkey's throats at Christmas. I'm the man that pulls their innards inside out. I gather up the giblets, wrap them in cellophane, and just because it's Christmas, I shove them back in again. I secure their little ankles with elastic, then I mop up all the slime with bits of rag. And I'm sure that it would please them to know before I freeze them, I pop them into a little plastic bag. Some people say I'm cruel, some say that I'm insane, but methods I've adopted are really quite humane. I kill them, draw them, pluck them, it's the best way I have found. Unless I feel vindictive when I swap the system round. With my hand stuck up a turkey, it's not a pretty sight, but they die with smiles upon their beaks to tell me it's all right. I'm the man that slits the turkey's throats at Christmas. I'm the man that pulls their innards inside out.
I gather up the giblets, wrap them in cellophane, and just because it's Christmas, I shove them back in again. I secure their little ankles with elastic, then I mop up all the slime with bits of rag. And I'm sure that it would please them to know before I freeze them, I pop them into a little plastic bag. One day, this little turkey cock with teardrops in his eye whispered to me, "Please, sir, I don't want to die." I said, "Come here, my chickadee, you don't look very chuffed. Don't you know it's Christmas time, so turkeys can get soft? But you have really touched me, and though we still must part, there's going to be a place for you right here next to my heart. I'm the man that slits the turkey's throats at Christmas. I'm the man that pulls their innards inside out. I gather up the giblets and wrap them in cellophane. Then just because it's Christmas, I shove them back in again. I secure their little ankles with elastic. Then I mop up all the slime with bits of rag. And I'm sure that it would please them to know before I freeze them, I pop them into, I pop them into, I pop them into a little plastic bag.
There you go. That was a, that was, where am I gone here? Oh, I have to get that. There we go. I was just a little bit too low. That was a song that Jerry Ryan, a presenter I used to listen to many moons ago, he died back in 2010. And that was a song he always played around Christmas. And I always said I would love to keep playing it. And so I do. Each and every year, you're probably fed up at this stage. But there you go. That's the man that slits the turkey's throat at Christmas. Now, I'm going to throw in a few of our, what do you call it, Irish bands around. Local bands and bands that I've interviewed on all over the last while. And I decided I'm going to play some of the stuff as well. And here's one from Roy Shields, good friend of mine, and that song is Adrenaline.
Adrenaline.
There you go, that was Jordan Dennis and King of the Strings. And before that, Mr. Roy Shields with Adrenaline. Now, got some more. I'm kind of hyper on Christmas at the minute. For a simple reason is that I've been doing Santa for the last... Yes, I am really Santa. Santa, if you like. And the other night I was watching Bad Santa. I couldn't really do that. He's even sitting on the chair with kids coming talking to him and the beard is hanging down around underneath his chin. Just not the same. Just not the same. Anyway, here is I know I played this already this year and this month. I'm going to play it again because it's one of my favourites. Here is Greg Lake, I Believe in Father Christmas.
They said there'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth. But instead it just kept on raining. A veil of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and a distant choir. And the peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell. Eyes full of tinsel and fire. They sold me a dream of Christmas. They sold me a sire knight. They told me a fairy story, till I believed in the Israelite. And I believed in Father Christmas. And I looked to the sky with excited eyes. Then I woke with a yawn in the first light of dawn. And I saw him and threw his disguise.
Listening to the Liam Burke Show, and I think everybody needs to listen. So I'm wishing everyone a Merry Christmas, and hopefully everyone will have a fantastic New Year.
Thank you, Judy. That was Judy Welbers over in where are we going? Tennessee. And my mic seems to go down the whole time. I don't know why. Anyway, I'm back with you again. And I have lots more of that besides. And I want to play other bits and pieces as well. Lots of bits and pieces coming up in the show. I have this one from Swinky Shorts, Buffalo Banter with the French Cock.
Christ, this English grass is pure shite. It is on a muck. You can't bend the stuff back home. How you look out of the stairs tonight?
No generation. Bonjour, Buffalo.
What are you supposed to be?
What do you mean? I am a rooster.
You look like a cock to me. Claims she does all right, doesn't she?
I am not a cock. I am a Gallic rooster. The national symbol of les Français.
Ah, right, yeah. I thought you were all flogs and sneers over there, huh?
You ignorant idiots! We are Gallic roosters! Fearless and brave! Majestic and heroic! Unlike you silly Irish buffoons and brutes!
Well, you still looks like a cock to me!
Oh, stop it, Arite! I have had enough of your Irish buffalo bullshit! You will see tomorrow when my mighty France will defeat your pitiful Ireland like some petty escargot! You will see tomorrow, my friend!
We will, yeah!
Allez, le bleu!
Yeah, go anywhere with you! Old stupid cock. What's on tomorrow? I haven't a notion. You're the f***ers, we'll bait them anyway.
There you go, Swinky Shorts, Buffalo Banter, and French cock. Now it's time, this time around, for, what have I got for you? Oh, yes, I forgot about these, because these scared the life out of me many, many moons ago, and I done a video on when I had a costume. I was brought, I think, at the age of 5 to see these in Dublin, and I just kind of seen them. They wander down through the audience as well, and I was afraid of my bejesus with them. And it was around the Christmas time as well. And then several years later, as you know, I wear a lot of costumes. I do a lot of dress up in different costumes. And at the minute, I'm Buddy the Elf and Santa Claus. And these guys came down, they played, and I was terrified until a couple of years ago I decided to do a video. I must just check it out and get that video and put it up for you again. Anyway, here is said Wombles with Womblin' Merry Christmas.
Open your eyes, look to the skies. When to the Liam Brook Radio Show. This is Mickey Duffy. I'd like to wish all my friends and family a very happy Christmas, wherever you are.
Happy Christmas, Liam, and all our rock and roll brothers and sisters from Franklin Wayne Fogarty. See you all in the new year in Rock We Trust.
This is Evie Diamond from Battle Creek, Michigan. I would like to wish my son Liam Burke and all who listen to the podcast a very Merry Christmas and a happy, healthy, positive year.
Merry Christmas from the Brandons from McDonough, Georgia. Oh, and Liam, I heard from one of Santa's elves, and they have a switch with your name on it.
Hi, this is Paul McCann, wishing Liam Burke and all the listeners out there a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Des Murphy here, up in Monaghan. Thanks a million for playing my tunes on your radio show. Really appreciate it. Appreciate the publicity. Thank you. Merry Christmas!
There you go. That was Des and Paul and Evie and Frank and Joy and Mickey Duffy. Loads of people out there wishing you a very happy and healthy New Year and a great Christmas. And hopefully everyone will enjoy that. And I wanted to play this one because this is, I know it's not tech, it's not Christmassy stuff, but it's a bit of everything. And here today you're going to hear more rubbish than you'll ever hear in your whole life. So I do hope it's, come on, it's Christmas. Let's all sit down. When you want to get away from all the TV and all the food and you just want to sit back and you want to hear a load of nonsense, well, you came to the right place. You're listening to the Liam Burke Show on Christmas Day 2021. And here is one of my favourites that Mr. J. Ryan brought to us. And I'm playing it. Yes, I'm playing it on Christmas Day. It is Cows with Guns by Dana. Dana Carvey. Carvey is his name, I think it is. I just can't see it here at the minute. But anyway, it's Cows with Gun, one of my favourites. Listen, if you want to just lose yourself for, 5 minutes, have a listen.
Fat and docile, big and dumb. They look so stupid, they aren't much fun. Cows aren't fun. They eat to grow, grow to die, die to be ate at the hamburger fry. Cows well done. Nobody thunk it, nobody knew. No one imagined the great cow guru. Cows are one. He hid in the forest, read books with great zeal. He loved Che Guevara, a revolutionary veal. Cows say tongue. He spoke about justice, but nobody stirred. He felt like an outcast, alone in the herd. Cow doll drums. He mooed, we must fight, escape or we'll die. Cows gathered around, cause the stakes were so high. Bad cow pun. But then he was captured, stuffed into a crate, loaded onto a truck where he rode to his fate. Cows are bummed. He was a scrawny calf who looked rather woozy. No one suspected he was packing an Uzi. Cows with guns. They came with a needle to stick in his thigh. He kicked for the groin, he pissed in their eye. Cow well hung. Knocked over a tractor and ran for the door. 6 gallons of gas flowed out on the floor. Run, cows, run. He picked up a bullhorn and jumped up on the hay. We are free-roving bovines. We run free today. We will fight for bovine freedom and hold our large heads high. We will run free with the buffalo or die. Cows with guns. They crashed the gate in a great stampede, tipped over milk truck, torched all the feed. Cows have fun. 60 police cars were piled in a heap, covered in cow pies, covered up deep. Much cow dung. Black smoke arising, darkening the day. 12 burning McDonald's, have it your way.
We will fight for bovine freedom and hold our large heads high. We will run free with the buffalo or die. Cows with guns. The president said, enough is enough. These uppity cattle, it's time to get tough. Cow dung flung. The newspapers gloated, folks sighed with relief. Tomorrow at noon, they would all be ground beef. Cows on buns. The cows were surrounded, they waited and prayed. They mooed their last moos, they chewed their last hay. Cows outgunned. The order was given to turn cows to whoppers, enforced by the might of 10,000 coppers. But on the horizon, surrounding the shoppers, came the deafening roar of chickens in choppers. We will fight for bovine freedom and hold our large heads high. We will run free with the buffalo or dog. Oh, oh. Cows with guns.
There you go. That was why am I listening? It's moving this the whole time. It just seems to be cutting out on me. Anyway, that is Cows with Guns by Dana Lyons, not Dana Carvery. Dana Carvery, I think, was to do with wasn't that to do with I can't think of the name of them now at the minute. Wayne's World, that's what it was. That was Dana Lyons and Cows with Guns. Oh, because again, Jerry always played it this time of the year. Now, still. If you're still listening at this stage, and that's great to have you still here on the Liam Burke Show on Christmas Day, here is something I want to play for you from an album called This Time by Miss Jenny Salmon, but I want to play this first.
To all you wonderful listeners, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from a very cold and snowy England. May your stockings be full of presents and not varicose veins.
There you go, singing A Christmas in My Head from Jenny Salmon, and it's from the album This Time. Check it out at salmonwhitemusic.com and go and purchase it. It'd be a great gift for someone for Christmas. Yes, absolutely. I know it's a little bit late now, it's Christmas Day, but it still would be a great. Listen, it's never late getting presents, even around the Christmas time, even if it is after Christmas. Do check it out. And this time next year, more exciting news. Both David White and Jenny Salmon will be married. Don't tell him I said that. It's next November to get married. So don't tell you, I told you anyway, you know. But it is happening next year. And we'll wish them, they'll be spending their first Christmas as Mr. and Mrs. Salmony White, or Whitey Salmon. Will that do? That'll do. Now, what have I got for you? Oh, I want to play this as well. Hang on there, just one second.
It's Murphy here, up in Monaghan. Thanks a million for playing my tunes on your radio show. Really appreciate it. Appreciate the publicity. Thank you. Merry Christmas!
Mr. Des Murphy and Our Town, some great legends around. Des, Paul McCann, Jordan Dennis, Roy Shields, Tony Smith. We've loads more still to come before the end of the show, so stick around for that as well. Now, another legend that I grew up listening to, and I think the first film I ever seen him in was The Wedding Singer. And of course, you know by now it's Mr. Adam Sandler, and he's doing his Hanukkah song. So I'm going to leave it over to Mr. Adam Sandler.
We're gonna sing a song right now that you might know the words to. So if you want to sing along, that would be fun. Here we go. Instead of one day of presents, we get eight crazy nights. But when you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who want you wish, just like you and me. David Lee Roth. And the weasel Polly Shore. Guess who is together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Shanana and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish, Goldie Hawn's half Jew. Put them together, what a fine looking Simpson, not a Jew, but guess who is Hall of Famer Rod Carew? He converted. We got Ann Landers and her sister Dear Abby. Harrison Ford is a quarter Jewish, not too shabby.
Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is Willie.
He loves taking the piss himself, so anyway, so why not? It's a bit of crack. Anyway, this time around, some more comedy, and this time we have Kevin Bloody Wilson, who I, to my shame, heard the first time when I was painting a church in my hometown many, many moons ago. Here is Kevin Bloody Wilson with Santa Was Stoned.
Stoned at Christmas, how'd he get that high? And what's he feeding them reindeers on that makes the bastards fly? I shared a cone with Santa, a happy Christmas high. Santa was stoned at Christmas time, and so was I. Thought I'd stop believing in Santa until last Christmas night. I was having a quiet little cone on me own when I looked up into the sky. I saw this sleigh coming out of control, heading straight for my place. Crashed and burned in my backyard. Oh, Santa was off his face. Oh, Santa was stoned at Christmas. How'd he get that high? And what's he feeding them reindeers on that makes the bastards fly? I shared a cone with Santa. A happy Christmas high. Santa was stoned at Christmas time, and so was I. Yeah, Santa was wrecked, a total mess, when he dropped in out of the blue, in a battered old sled full of wacky weed and six bent reindeer too. Now you might think that I'm making this up, but you can think what you like. Santa was stoned at Christmas time, and so was I. Santa was stoned at Christmas. How'd he get that high? And what's he feeding them reindeers on that makes the bastards fly? I shared a cone with Santa. A happy Christmas high. Santa was stoned at Christmas time, and so was I. Yeah, Santa was ripped at Christmas, shit-faced, maggoted, stoned. And when I helped him untangle his reindeer, he offered me a cone. And then I strapped him back in that battered old sled, and after one more toke of the bong and a crack of the whip and a cone, you bastards, Santa Claus was gone. Ah, Santa was stoned at Christmas. How'd he get that high? And what's he feeding them reindeers on that makes the bastards fly? I shared a cone with Santa. A happy Christmas high. Santa was stoned at Christmas time, and so was I. Can you bastards? Santa was stoned at Christmas. How'd he get that high? And what's he feeding them reindeers on that makes the bastards fly? I shared a cone with Santa. A happy Christmas high. Santa was stoned at Christmas time, and so was I. Yes, Santa was stoned at Christmas time, and so was I.
Mr. Kevin Bloody Wilson, all the way from Australia. I think he was over around the Perth area where I was when we were over in Australia. And that now is going back. What's that? It's going back. Oh, 5 years ago now. So heading into our 6th year since we were last there. Mad to think of that already. Anyway, here's another one of them great artists I told you that was around. Mr. Paul McCann. No, of course. When I was doing that, I should have done this, but I didn't do that. So then that's why this happened. And now it's just after playing up on me, and I just have to do this because I wasn't ready for it. And you know, I'm only faffing for time. There you go.
Hi, this is Paul McCann wishing Liam Burke and all the listeners out there a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
fantasy.
There you go, that was Paul McCann, It's Only a Fantasy, another one of the legends that are local artists around me today. Now, play this one, not because I have any particular affinity of it, and same with the next one after it, so just in case, don't shoot me. It's just kind of Christmassy, and it has that tingle, and it is Christmas Day, so we have to play something unusual, different, and I have to cater for everyone around the world who's listening to this, all three of you. Yeah, definitely. Anyway, here's the Pretenders with 2,000 Miles.
Diamonds in the snow.
in my hands is very far through the snow. I'll think of you wherever you go. It's colder day by day. I miss you. I can hear people singing. It must be Christmas time. I hear people singing. It must be
since his mission did start, and over a village he halted his craft, and it hung in the sky like a star, just like a star. He followed a light and came down to a shed where a mother and child were lying there on a bed. A bright light of silver shone round his head, and he had the face of an angel. And they were afraid. Then the stranger spoke. He said, "Do not fear. I come from a planet a long way from here, and I bring a message for mankind to hear." Suddenly the sweetest music filled the air.
Time has gone by. This song will begin. One once again to a baby's cry.
Probably one of the only Christy Borger songs you'll ever hear me play. So it's just one of them songs. It always kind of reminds me of Christmas time as well. So that's why I played it. A couple more tracks before we finish off this week on our Christmas show. I know you're probably getting bored at this stage. You want to go back to the madness of the board games and the drinking games and every other game that's about. Anyway, I'll just hold you off for another little while. Here, what about this one? Have a listen to this. Who put the pecker on the snowman?
The pecker on the snowman is shining balls from our Christmas tree. But our old flagpole that said home sweet home now resembles a ding-a-ling. Hung mistletoe, a pubic hair would grow, and a bra to hold those double D's. Who put the pecker on the snowman, hanging proud for the neighbors to see? Well, it was snowing hard in Nashville, worst winter we had ever seen. Icy roads, at least a foot of snow, there's a snowman at the end of the street. Someone got bored, snuck onto our front porch, stole the flagpole off the beam. So there the snowman stood, pecker made of wood, home sweet home blowing in the breeze. Who put the pecker on the snowman and shiny balls from our Christmas tree? But our old flagpole that said home sweet home now resembles a ding-a-ling. Hung mistletoe, a pubic hair would grow, and a bra to hold those double D's. Who put the pecker on the snowman, hanging proud for the neighbors to see? It was time to find the culprit of the crime, figure out it could be so cruel. What twisted soul could use our flagpole to give a snowman a 3'2"? She apologized for her perverted crimes, pleaded guilty, she knew it was wrong. She said, you must agree, he was not complete till I added that 3 foot schlong.
That's a big schlong.
Who put the pecker on the snowman and shiny balls hanging to his knees? Our old flagpole that said home sweet home just dangles in the breeze. Our dad's ego took a heavy blow, cause his tool could not compete. Who put the pecker on the snowman and embarrassed the family?
Grandma put the pecker on the snowman and shiny balls from our Christmas tree. Our old flagpole that said home sweet home now resembles a ding-a-ling. She hung mistletoe, a pubic hair would grow, and a bra to hold those double D's. I said, Grandma put the pecker on the snowman, hanging proud for the neighbors to see. I said, Grandma put the pecker on the snowman, it's hanging proud for the neighbors to see.
Jingle balls, jingle balls, jingle all the way.
See what I see.
Christmas to all of Liam's listeners from Tony and Pádraic and Martin from Melting Pot. Have a cool Yule, guys. See ya.
Just tune in your radio. Let the
There you go, that was Mr. Tony Smith and Ode to Philo. As it approaches the 36th, yeah, take that in for a second, the 36th anniversary of Phil Lynott's death, which was back in 1986. So in January 6th, it'll be his 36th anniversary. And normally there's the Vibe of Philo in Dublin as well, and just hasn't been happening anyway. Like everything else has been put in the back burner. So there's Tony Smith's. That was out since last year, and I wanted to play it again. Tony Smith's Ode to Philo. That was fantastic. Now, I want to give you a little bit of these boys first. No. It would do it. I actually done that again. That's twice I'm after doing that in the one show. I told you, it's Christmas time. So anything could happen in this show, just like it did just there and before. And here's what was supposed to happen.
No. We wish you a Merry Christmas
from Birmingham.
We wish you a Merry Christmas
from Stevenage.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Fucking Derby.
And a Happy New Year. New Zealand Nick's here, drinking nice beer. He's not very happy, and a good job out here. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
There you go, that's the Pat McManus Choir over in England. David, Alex, Stewart, and Mel all sent to me, and just wanted to play it for you because they all wish you a happy Christmas as well, wherever you are. And I want to wish you a happy Christmas with this one from Mr. Pat McManus and Belfast Boy. There you go, it is another legend, Mr. Pat McManus and the Pat McManus Band, from the album Dark Emerald Highway, and it's Belfast Boy. And it's been 2 years in this coming February since I last seen Pat, Paul, and I know Marty's not with them there now at the minute, but I haven't seen the guys in 2 years and can't wait to get back in, have the crack again and start things moving. So hopefully next year will bring that all for us. Now, very little left for me to do, only just to sign off. And I want to sign off with a track, a Christmas track. And I want to say to each and every one of you, very, very happy Christmas and a safe 2022. And I look forward to talking to you over texts, over phone, a lot more over the next year. So with a bit of luck, we'll all catch up together again. But until then, please stay safe and have a great Christmas. Don't eat too much. And if you want to get away from the games, you know I'm here to listen to. And if you don't want to get away from the games, well, I'm still here to listen to. But, I mean, you don't have to listen. Yes, until next week, I might. I'm going to try and do a New Year's Eve one and then see how we go from there. So, anyway, stay safe. Enjoy Christmas. Be kind to each other. And hopefully Santa will come to you all very soon. Liam Burke signing off on the Liam Burke Christmas Show Special. And here is my track to finish off this Christmas show. It is Jose Feliciano with Feliz Is Not Me Dad. Here you go. Take it easy. See you all soon. Mind says bye bye.
Feliz Navidad, próspero año y feliz.